When election results start rolling in tomorrow night, pundits and political junkies will be watching exit polls. They're hoping for a glimpse into who voted for which candidate and why. But as many found out in 2016, exit polls can be complicated and sometimes totally misleading. Here to guide us through what to look for and avoid when watching those polls is NPR's Asma Khalid. Hey, Asma.
Hey, Elsa.
So even before the first polls close, we'll start to see some exit poll numbers. What can we even find out at that point?
Well, at that point, I would say I will be watching the issues very carefully. Issue polling can be kind of a helpful proxy for partisanship. And, you know, we saw that in 2016 when we saw far more Republicans than Democrats say that immigration was the most important issue facing the country. Mm-hmm. And, you know, ahead of these midterm elections, there have been two prominent issues, and those have been healthcare and immigration. And Trump has really tried to energize his base by stoking fears over illegal immigration, while Democrats have really been trying to focus on healthcare and the need to maintain the Affordable Care Act. You know, so the degree to which we see voters emphasize health care over immigration or vice versa in those exit polls could be a sign of higher Republican or Democratic engagement.
Mm-hmm. I mean, one of the things we actually look for in exit polls is how different types of people voted. But in 2016, those numbers were problematic. So how are we going to be taking those in this time around?
Yeah, I mean, they were. And exit polls don't have a recent history of being incredibly accurate with estimating turnout for different groups of people. But they are really useful in helping us understand whether people prefer a Democrat or a Republican. And, you know, we know that young people and minorities tend to vote more Democratic. Mm-hmm. And we know that white men, particularly men without a college degree, tilt toward the Republican Party. But on Tuesday night, we're going to be watching to see if they lean harder in either direction. And so, you know, in any group, small shifts from election to election could just be some sort of statistical noise. But big swings could actually indicate real shifts that will explain how the night is going. And in a lot of the House races, those are going to be fought in the suburbs. And so the key group that I'll be looking at are suburban women. We can't exactly look at that demographic very clearly in exit polls, but we will be keeping an eye on white women and married women. You know, on the flip side, we'll want to watch if men are moving even more into the Republican column.
I mean, you just mentioned that turnout for different groups is hard to assess on election night with these exit polls. Why is that?
Well, part of it is because more and more people are voting early. And the exit polls, which are largely conducted outside of polling places across the country, have just struggled to capture the electorate completely. In the past, the exit polls have tended to overestimate young people and college-educated voters, which means they have a Democratic bias at the end of the day. And look, we saw that in 2016 when some of the early exit polls seemed to favor Hillary Clinton over Donald Trump. And after the 2016 election, the Pew Research Center did this fascinating analysis involving voting records and found that the 2016 electorate was actually older and less educated than what we originally thought from the exit polls. And it means that the exit polls underestimated the blue-collar population that was really key for Donald Trump's victory. So, you know, Elsa, the people who run the exit polls have tried to make big improvements. And this year, for the first time, we'll also have another big survey from Fox News and the Associated Press, which is actually a massive pre-election poll. So what that means is that we're going to have two data sets, which might actually give us competing narratives, but I'm hoping that they actually give us a hopefully more accurate picture of the electorate.
A lot to sift through. All right, that's NPR's Asma Khalid. Thanks, Asma.
You're welcome.